Hi there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. And today we're going to be focusing on a particular type of money. There are several different types of money, and this one can be particularly destructive to you creating the financial freedom that you truly want. This is all about debt. Now, the stories that we have around money are the reasons that we block having more money, more abundance, more wealth in our lives. And it's when you release those stories, when you no longer have an emotional charge around the negative beliefs around money, that's when you start to be open to receiving more money in your life. If you're not experiencing abundance and financial freedom in your life, then it's because for some reason you're stopping it, you're blocking it, and that's only the stories and the conditioning, the limiting beliefs that are causing you to do that. So today we're going to focus on the very destructive emotions that we have around debt, because so many people have this conflict that when they think of money, it immediately brings up their feelings around debt, because we're conditioned into debt. The banks love us being in debt. The more we owe them, the more money they make. So they want us to be in debt. We're conditioned to be in debt from when we're very little. You know, I don't know if you had the same thing when you were at school, but I had a bank come into my school, and they helped me to open up an account. And it was all about savings at that time, but they knew that if they created a customer in the beginning, then they were going to have a customer for life, and probably a customer who is going to be in debt, because everything that we are exposed to encourages us to be in debt. And most people on the planet are drowning in debt. And there are all these negative feelings: anger, frustration, sadness, shame, guilt, resentment, and just so many negative emotions. So the way this is going to be more powerful for you is if you think about your debt and you get very real about your debt. You even stop this video and you write down all the debt that you have and you look at that number. Now, sometimes there's good debt and bad debt. Good debt is investment debt. If your debt is making you money and is working for you, that's good debt. But if your debt is costing you money, then that is bad debt. Even your mortgage on your house. If you have read Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you will know that if you are living in a house and have a mortgage on it, then that is not an asset. That is a liability, because it's costing you money. It's not making you money. Any debt that makes you money is good debt. Any debt that is costing you money is not good debt. And the majority of the debt in the world is not good debt. It's bad debt. So think about your emotions, write your emotions down, and then rate them on a scale of 0 to 10. How intense are they? Now, when we clear your negative emotions about debt, what we're going to do after this tapping round is to get you into a solution-focused space so you can deal with any bad debt that you have and start to move forward with your life. So firstly, as I said, rate those feelings, write the ratings down, and now I'm going to do a tapping round. Now, if I don't cover some of your emotions, go back and cover them yourself. Do the EFT tapping yourself and focus specifically on how you feel about your debt. But follow along with me to start with, and let's see how we go. So start by tapping on the karate chop point and repeat after me. Now, if you're not familiar with EFT tapping, it's very, very powerful transformation technique, then you need to go to my website, Pitbull Mindset, and become a part of the community, and I'll teach you this process from that part of the community. So let's go. Repeat after me, tapping on the points that I tap on. Even though I have all this negative emotion, and I feel so bad when I think of my debt, I deeply and completely love and accept all of me. Even though I feel sad and angry, frustrated and disappointed, ashamed and guilty, when I think of my debt, I deeply and completely love and accept who I am right now. Even though I feel all these negative emotions, when I think about my debt, I choose to love and accept who I am and how I feel right now. Okay, tapping through the point, starting with the inside of the eye, and repeat after me. I feel all these negative feelings when I think about my debt. I feel angry. I feel sad. I feel overwhelmed. I feel so powerless when I think about my debt. I feel ashamed. I feel guilty. This is all my fault. How did I get to this space? I feel like I'm drowning in debt. This debt feels like a dark cloud over my head. I feel frustrated and sad. I feel hopeless and ashamed. I feel powerless. I feel guilty. I feel so disappointed. I feel upset. All these negative feelings about my debt. I feel hurt. I feel angry. How did I get myself into this position? So much debt. I feel like I'm drowning in it. Choose to release all my negative charge about my debt and focus on changing this story. I choose to be solution focused about my debt so I can feel empowered and positive. I appreciate the debt that has helped me to survive. It may not have been smart, but it's all I knew what to do. It's helped me to get to this point in my life. And now I choose to turn it all around. I appreciate this debt for what it's done for me. It's helped to pay my bills and buy nice things. And I really appreciate that. And I'm ready to educate and empower myself to eliminate this bad debt from my life now. I'm ready to get savvy about money and debt. I choose to know I can turn this around and get control of my debt instead of it controlling me. I am ready to find solutions to eliminate bad debt from my life. And I'm excited about taking control of my debt now. Okay, deep breath. Release all those negative emotions. Again, deep breath. Letting them all out, letting them go, deciding to release the negative charge now. It's not serving you. It's not helping you to be empowered. Your situation is what it is. The emotional charge is unnecessary and it's stopping you from empowering yourself with your debt. So now comes the good part. I want you to go back and rate those feelings that you have about your debt. What you're going to do is keep tapping until you get those feelings down to at least a 2 or below. I would prefer you to get those feelings to a 0 to get the emotional charge out of the equation. As I said, it's not helping you. It's not going to help you find a solution if you're stuck, contracted in those negative emotions. And that is just a story that you are telling yourself. Any negative emotion is just a story that you have attached to the situation. The situation just is what it is. Now, what you need to do is educate yourself about money, about debt, and start to look for ways to get your debt managed. When you get into a solution-focused state and you start taking positive action, you will start to feel empowered. So, how are you going to pay that debt back, even if it's a little bit at a time? Find out the most efficient and effective ways to pay that debt back, because you know that if you're only paying the minimum amount of any bad debt that you have, it's going to take you forever to pay that debt back. So put together a plan. And, you know, if a budget works for you, start a budget. But have a plan that each and every week or month you are paying that debt down and getting control of that debt. If there is any unnecessary spending that you have, stop the unnecessary spending. I know that you want nice things, and that's great. Until you have the cash flow to be able to buy those nice things, and then that's the other focus that you need to have, is how do you create more cash flow? Be very positively focused about how you create more cash flow in your life. What opportunities can you take advantage of to create more cash flow in your life? You can do EFT tapping on the negative beliefs that you have around money that are blocking you from creating more cash flow. There are so many ways you can go with this, but the focus that we have for today is to actually release your emotional charge around your debt so you can get control of it and start feeling more empowered around your debt and the money in your life. Look, I know how powerful this technique is. If you have really enjoyed this video and you feel like you've got something out of it and you want more, head on over to pitbullmindset.com. If you're not a part of the community yet, register and become a part of the community. I share lots more tools, information, techniques, and strategies to help you to live life on your terms, to actually achieve the goals and dreams that you have that you may have abandoned years ago because you don't know how to achieve them. It's time for you to take control of your life and to live the life of your dreams. If you really enjoyed this tapping session today and you would like to download the transcript and the MP3 audio, then just click the link below this podcast and it will take you straight to the page where you can register and download this audio and get access to a whole lot more great tools, techniques, and strategies that I have for you so you can live your life on your terms and unleash your greatness. I look forward to seeing you with another podcast very soon. Take care and have an exceptional day.